Daily. Guidelines for experiencing God's day. Removing totally personality and replacing it with the divine thoughts, which are the pathway to being closer to God, closer to the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, the mind that is all in all source, and all manifestation. Also, recognizing that the only substance is spirit, and the only sense is soul, which is spiritual sense, because the only substance is spirit. Principle, which is of the substance of spirit, and therefore all system and structure must be based on a spiritual atmosphere, a spiritual foundation, all elements being spiritual. And of course, principle is harmonious because the substance is spirit. All system and structure has to be based on spirit. Life also is of the substance of spirit, as is everything. Life is eternal because it is of the substance of spirit. Otherwise, it would not only be finite, but it would be very short-term, literally non-existent, for matter is not real. Every element, all thought, speech, and action must be based on the impenetrable attraction to perfection, which means to the functions of the seven primary qualities of God, as represented by the symbols of the words of the seven synonymous terms. Truth, again, is of the substance of spirit, the only substance that exists. So spiritual truth is the only truth that there is. There is no human or material or mortal mind truth. These are only a very improper view of reality. Because reality is of the substance of spirit, it is composed of only perfection. Matter, mortal mind, these are false representations of the truth. Not matter, but spirit. Not mortal mind, but immortal mind. The incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. And the same with all the other synonymous terms for God. They are symbols for the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. Truth is consciousness, which includes motive. If spirit is the only attraction, then a belief in matter, mortal mind, any of that kind of thing, is recognized as being baseless, with no foundation, and therefore no reality. God is love, and love represents the qualities of wholeness and completeness. Love is the atmosphere through its plan and design that basically guarantees success with all the other qualities. For if love is the atmosphere of all of the other functions, which it is, then they will be operating perfectly. Love has no limits. Nothing can block it. Love penetrates any possible suggestion, all of which are matter-based, and therefore nothing. But they appear to be real. They appear to be influential. They appear to be able to cause chaos. Nothing that is any single bit less than perfect is real. Reality and unreality do not and cannot mix. The only way to gain reality is to replace any thought, speech, or action that are focused on something less than perfect, to change that to a perfect view of perfect God, which includes the reflection, which has to be perfect, and it is perfect man. Mary Baker Eddy states that one must address imperfections that come to thought. In fact, to protect one, even though the thought hasn't come, because some damage is done by universal belief, by thoughts that are unknown, by thoughts that are subtle, meaning that one might be directing attention to one thing and to think that that is the problem, when in fact the root of the problem is something totally something else, and the entire modus of operation for anything ungodlike is deceit, trickery, subtleness from day one. When one is focusing on one thing in particular, it's important to make sure the picture being looked at is on a macro scale, to see if there is something that is a general problem that is filtering down and manifesting itself as a specific problem that could be a totally separate topic. Mary Baker Eddy states that there is no life, truth, or intelligence in matter. And that can be extended to include anything that is unlike God. Anything and everything that is unlike God is included, because it's all based on matter, but it might be under a different name. Electricity, the most ethereal form of matter, is still not spirit. And right on down the line to the most obvious, consciously obvious, interference of a pure thought. The phone is ringing constantly, trying to get our attention to pick it up and let the thought, speech, or action in the door of consciousness, in the door of one's own consciousness. But as Mary Baker Eddy says, one must guard the door of thought as they would their own home against thieves and murderers. And of course, our consciousness is our home. For our consciousness includes everything, every activity, every event. It's all part of our existence. Our consciousness is our experience. So we cannot let anything interfere with having, by reflection, the perfect consciousness of God. It's the only real consciousness, and that must be the consciousness, the only consciousness that is entertained. And by having that pure consciousness, then anything unlike it becomes obvious. Mary Baker Eddy, in the glossary, defines day as the irradiance of life, light, the spiritual idea of truth and love. She includes this quote from Genesis chapter 1, "And the evening and the morning were the first day." She states that the objects of time and sense disappear in the illumination of spiritual understanding, and mind measures time according to the good that is unfolded. This unfolding is God's day, and, quote, "there shall be no night there." Mary Baker Eddy states elsewhere in Science and Health that man is unfallen. And in one of her Bible lesson sermons that she chose the title of 26, which are repeated once a year to cover the 52 weeks, and that title is Adam and the Fallen Man. This is an explication of Genesis chapter 2, which is the false history of man that follows the introduction, which states, "There went up a mist." One knows that a mist prevents clarity. In fact, it could be so thick a fog that one can't see anything, period. If the desire is to see truth, then one certainly must be realizing that they must be looking through the lens of spirit. For there is no other lens that would reveal truth. Therefore, if one wants to experience a perfect day, then they must be viewing everything through the lens of spirit. Mary Baker Eddy states in her letter called The Secret to Healing that the real secret is not some complex formula, but it is seeing everything, everyone, every relationship as God sees it. In other words, looking only for the good, the perfect, the harmonious, and refuting as real, stating specifically it's unreal, anything at all that is a variance from the perfect God, which includes perfect man and everything else perfect. As one strives to focus only on perfection, then one is automatically closing the distance between where thought is and where thought should be, which is on perfect God, which includes perfect man. In other words, letting the true God consciousness be one's own individual consciousness. As one does that, then one is really becoming a part of and a reflection of church, the true spiritual church, which, as Mary Baker Eddy defines in the glossary, the structure of truth and love, whatever rests upon and proceeds from divine principle. And she states that elevates a race, rouses the dormant understanding from material beliefs to the apprehension of spiritual ideas and the demonstration of divine science, which casts out devils and heals the sick. I believe when she says heals the sick, that is referring to anything that is less than seeing perfect God and everything else as a reflection of perfect God. So that could be termed not only sick, but it could be any discord whatsoever. Disease can be viewed as a dis-ease, a discord, just as in music, in mathematics. An error in the product means that there was an error in the application of the principles of mathematics. If we want to experience perfection in our day, we must make sure there is no error in our calculation, in our application of the manner in which we conduct all thought, speech, and action. It must be perfect if we want a perfect day. Mary Baker Eddy says that the only power obtainable is the good that one does and embodies. She measures day by the good, not by a clock, not by a checklist of human activities, but simply by the good that one does. And what that means, I believe, is that everything one does, it must be like praying ceaselessly, which means aligning thought, speech, and action with the divine, the one and only, incorporeal, supreme and infinite mind. No variance, no mix. One bad apple makes the whole bushel bad. You cannot have a pure drink if you've got one drop of impurity in it. Well, think of that drink as being our consciousness. God is omnipresent, so no matter where we are or what we're doing, that God consciousness is there and available, and we must be in alignment with it by getting self out of the way and letting the God consciousness be our guide. If the God consciousness is our guide, that is the only way, and it is the guaranteed way, of having the perfect day, the irradiance of life, light, the spiritual idea of truth and love, the evening and the morning in which there is no night there. That is God's day. That is my day. That is the day of everyone that focuses on perfect God, which includes perfect man and everything about perfect man. Amen.